This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 15. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says there, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." End of quote. We were discussing the passages that say God is faithful in the last few sessions. In prior daily sessions, we have seen God's faithfulness by which He promised He would be faithful to you and will not leave you alone. God's faithfulness in your salvation and preservation. His incomparable faithfulness through and through it all. And His staggering faithfulness in forgiving and purifying. Today's insight says God is faithful when you face tests and temptations of all sorts. You may think your particular temptation is only yours. However, there are two truths come out of this passage. The temptation has the potential to overtake you. Second, all temptations that you face in your life are common because others have the same temptation in their lives. It says no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. Listen, temptation has the potential to overtake you, but remember, you are not alone. They are common to all people. The most important thing to remember is the next phrase in the middle of the passage. It says God is faithful. You see, God, who called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, is faithful amid your tests and temptations. How many of us want to hear this assurance that God is faithful when temptation overtakes us? Yes, I do. So are you. God is faithful even in the midst of severe tests and temptations that you struggle with. The question is, how is God faithful amid trials and temptations? It says two things here. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to. Second, with the temptation, He will make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, this is not an easy topic to understand for many of us. The word used in 1 Corinthians 10:13 could also mean test. Therefore, the Corinthian believers' test at the time of this epistle could be the temptation to go back to the old idol worship system with all its immoralities and attractions. The same type of temptations the children of Israel faced, as the context of this chapter informs us. They had the temptation to go back to the bondage in Egypt because life became hard and difficult for them. Moreover, the new believers in Corinth then could avoid social, family, and economic difficulties from the people there. However, God's presence and power are with them, and He would not allow them to be tested beyond what they are able to. Besides, God would provide the way of escape that they may be able to bear it. You see, many first and second generation Christian believers can attest to this fact because we had witnessed God's sustaining and redeeming power in our parents and our lives. I also think we need to understand the passage in the light of the whole counsel of the Bible. Joseph in the Old Testament had severe temptations when he was faced with his brother's jealousy and later in Potiphar's house from his wife. Of course, those were severe ones. Both promises, God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, and He will make or show you a way of escape, were true in Joseph's life. With a repeated temptation from Potiphar's wife, Joseph ran away. Of course, running away from the spot of temptation is one way of escapes God shows us. It is still true. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9, his experience in the province of Asia. He says, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we even despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." End of quote. This, of course, was a test far beyond their ability to endure, to handle, in Paul's own words. Therefore, we cannot say God would never give me more than I can bear or handle. We all know, and we felt certain times in our Christian experience, things beyond our ability to endure, humanly speaking. However, truth emerges from Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians 1:8-9, and that is this: even if things happen that we feel beyond our ability to endure and it despairs of our life, we as believers in Christ can say with Paul, "This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." You see, God's faithfulness is there even amid your temptations, tests, and trials. He says He would not allow you to be tempted beyond you are able from His perspective, because He is the all-powerful God who would divinely help you. It may be a little hard for us to comprehend in human terms. Secondly, He would undoubtedly provide a way of escape, and look for that door of escape because He promised it. Finally, suppose you feel that the test you face is beyond your ability to endure, as Paul experienced in Asia. In that case, there is of course a reason why it happens. Why? So that you might never rely on yourself, but on the word and the faithfulness of God who raises the dead. You would completely put your trust in God and His promises and nothing else. The Bible says, God's steadfast love and faithfulness describes like this. It says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds." End of quote. Beloved, recall your mind to your mind the previous daily insights of God's faithfulness. Because He called you, He will not leave you alone or fail to help you. Remember, God is faithful in your salvation and preserving you to the very end, referring to the day of Christ's return. Remember His incomparable faithfulness through and through it all, and His staggering faithfulness in forgiving and purifying. For details, refer to the previous daily insight. Would you pray with me now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You that You are faithful in my temptations and tests. You will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I am able, and You will make a way of escape that I may be able to bear the burden of temptation. Now, if I feel unbearable, Lord, You are faithful because I rely on You who called me into fellowship with Your Son Jesus. I rely on Your steadfast love and faithfulness, which has no limit at all. I praise and worship You. I thank You for saving me in and through Jesus Christ. Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins and shortcomings, and He is my Savior all through my life and all the time. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.